here on today's Lely Radio Sports page for a Spotlight Athlete segment with Pleasantville softball seniors Madeline Rousen and Danica Park. Girls, congrats on a really great win tonight against Nottoway Valley. Madeline, let's just start with you. You know, how does it feel to be able to get a win here in your last home game, especially in the opening round of the postseason?
It's really great. The past few years, we've had a little struggle winning the first round, so it's just really nice. The energy was really nice, and it was just a fun time at home for our last one.
I think it's really good to go out and win with your teammates, and I think it's a good way to propel us into our next game, and I think it was really fun with the energy and the crowd, and I think it just helped us be where we needed to be.
You know, what was working really well for you guys, especially offensively? It seemed like, well, I guess both sides, were clicking for you guys, but what was kind of working for you guys tonight?
I think our just confidence throughout the season has gotten a lot better, just focusing on not making errors on defense and then really getting in the box and getting the bat to the ball.
I would say cracking down on errors. I feel like we didn't have any, if much, today, and I think that really helps us get going and keeps our confidence up. And I would say just seeing the field has been really good.
Yeah, and you speak on confidence too. What does winning the first postseason game kind of do for the overall confidence of the team? I get that the stakes get higher as you move along, but to be able to get that first one under your belt.
Yeah, I think it's really going to help us, especially going into the next round. Just the momentum is just, we can only go up from here, I think.
I think it's good to get one under our belts and we know what it feels like and we know what we have to do, because that was a really good game we just played, and I feel like if we carry that through our next game, it will help us do what we need to do.
What would you say that it was one specific area of you guys as a team that you need to do especially well if you want to make a run at in the postseason and potentially make a trip to state?
I think batting and just getting in the box and knowing that we can, what we do at practice can transfer over into the game.
Yeah, I would say the same. Getting the bats going and getting where we need to go, not popping it up.
What's the preparation look like kind of from here? You know, you wrap up tonight, you had a really good win tonight, but then to kind of flip the switch already and prepare for your next opponent.
Yeah, I think just cracking down on the areas that we get errors in the field and just really focusing in and not getting down on ourselves in practice when we make a few errors, just keeping the confidence up.
I would say keeping our normal schedule, like lifting and going to practice, will help us keep the momentum we need to win.
Yeah, and you girls have played a lot of games out here on this field. You know, how special is this last one for you? I'm sure it's emotional in a way, too, but how special is it to, for, if you look back at all the time you spent on this field?
Yeah. We were all seniors just went out to the center field and had a final look, and it was just because we've been playing for 5 years now because we got our eighth grade year, so it's just really hard to walk away with our last one being at home. But yeah,
I think it felt good for us to get a home win to move on, and I think it's really sentimental for us because we've had, like Madeline said, a rough go at it sometimes with our first games, and I think it just feels good to know that we won our last game at home.
And where would your girls say, if you evaluate, you look all the way back to the season at the middle of May to now, where would you see you guys have grown the most as a team?
I think confidence. It's just really like we used to make errors and our heads would be hanging, then we make more errors, and now you see girls make errors and they're right back and they're getting good plays, and yeah,
like Madeline said, I feel like our confidence has gone up, which helps us with errors, and I feel like practicing, we have cracked down on errors, which helps us move it into games.
And I won't take too much more of your time, but you know, what has, obviously you had the unfortunate injury to Carly Cox kind of a little bit earlier in the season, but what has Lainey Kennedy brought to the mound? You know, she's having such good production out there and she's giving you guys a lot of quality innings.
Yeah, I think her energy is there and she's willing to step up and try new things, throw some new pitches, and yeah, it's been fun catching her this season, so yeah.
Yeah, I would say we're very proud of her stepping up, and you could tell at the beginning of the season she was very nervous, but I feel like the rest of the team also helped pick her up and we all kept her energy up, which helped her keep our energy up. And I think that was definitely a contributing factor.
Last question I'll ask you before you close, you know, what is your encouragement? You know, Pleasantville fans, they're good at showing up to the games, but what's your encouragement for them to continue to show up to support you guys along the rest of the way?
Yeah, just be loud and cheer us on, even when we're down and losing, just the energy, I think. And yeah, our crowd is good at that, so.
Yeah, I would say getting excited when we do good things, cheering us on when we do bad things. Hopefully we don't do bad things, but just keeping the energy up so we keep the energy up, that always helps.
Well, girls, congrats on the great win tonight and, you know, great careers here at Pleasantville so far.
Thanks. Thank you.
That's been Madeline Rousen and Danica Park on today's Lely Radio Sports page.